LA prosecutors will not pursue accusations against Larry Elder, after CNN gets its headline. By Joel B. Polak on August 28, 2021. Los Angeles prosecutors announced Friday that they will not pursue allegations of domestic violence against Larry Elder that his ex-fiancée filed 20 days before the California recall election but at least 6 years since the alleged incidents. Elder is the top candidate to replace incumbent Governor Gavin Newsom, D, in the California recall election on September 14. As Breitbart News has reported, Alexandra Dadick filed charges after her claims were greeted with skepticism. She claimed Elder loaded a gun in her presence in 2015, then later remembered that he allegedly pushed her into a hallway in 2014. The Los Angeles Times reported Friday. Los Angeles prosecutors have declined to pursue a criminal complaint against Larry Elder for allegations of brandishing a gun and domestic abuse in a six-year-old case related to statements made by his former fiancée. With a one-year statute of limitations for misdemeanor cases, a spokesman for the district attorney said Friday that prosecutors were not in a position to prosecute the accusations made by Alexandra Dadick, who split with Elder in 2015. Dadick said she had been told that the LA City Attorney's Office also would not continue an investigation because of the time that had elapsed. Neither office ruled on the substance of her allegations, but said their findings would be rendered moot because the alleged incidents occurred 6 years ago or more. That ends any legal risk for Elder, though not before establishment media outlets like The Times and CNN published sensational, blaring headlines, such as CNN's GOP recall candidate Larry Elder under police investigation. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.